Blog Talk Radio.
My God is all.
Down, casting down their crowns. Saints fell on. hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weak, praise His holy name.
You know, I apologize. You guys couldn't hear me. I'm still here. I see Minister Robinson stuck on. I am live. Listen, I apologize. I'll be having so many buttons that I have muted myself off. Let me start over, not with a song. You know I will, though. Not with a song, but let us go back and give the Lord a praise. Come on, put your hands together and worship the Lord in this place. Come on, somebody, worship Him. Hallelujah. Women Speak Now, WSN, is the movement for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, of empowerment, of trust, and coming together as one in Christ. WSN broadcast on the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, and to find real godly solutions. We seek the truth without compromising the word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective, and we believe that all those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. You can find that in John 4:24. We are calling all women of truth to join the movement of the power of one. Bring your real voice, your real issues, your real listening heart as Women Speak Now and Heard Now. Our basic scripture for Women Speak Now is Proverbs 12:1, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Welcome, ladies. Put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. We thank you for calling back and being patient with us. We were on mute. And I asked the question as I was talking to you guys, you couldn't hear me, is that like, Lord, why am I still hosting? Because I'm filling in again this first Thursday, and he said, because I called you for this. Oh, give him a hand clap again. Hallelujah. The late reaction. And I said, okay, and what should I do? And he said, bring something that used to light fire around the place. Bring up a subject that you guys used to do, and you had so much fun with. Well, tonight is the relaunching of Hot Topics. Say that again, Hot Topics. What are the hot topics, the things that we're dealing with in life right now, stuff that we have to answer to right now, stuff that we can't put off, stuff that we can't second guess, but we have to be in line with God to know how to bring it forward, because we're supposed to confess to one another what? All of our transgressions. So I had a couple of things that come to mind, and I didn't want to be the only one. I want to invite you. That's why you're here. We are still inviting someone to head up the first week every month, every Thursday, the first Thursday every month, to be the hostess of Hot Topics on Women Speak Now, your topics on Women Speak Now, whatever the guy may lead you, we can talk about that and get that going. But we are still looking for a hostess for the first Monday, the first Thursday. Oh, yes, and we're still looking for hostesses and hosts for the second and third Man Up and Let's Talk About It Monday and Tuesday. Amen. So first thing I want to say is, what is your hot topic? Had to let that rest for a minute. When somebody asks you that question, you're like, oh, he's trying to get my business. He wants to know all my stuff. No, what's your hot topic? What is it that what I call a hot topic is something that we're still dealing with that it just keeps on nagging us and nagging us. I know y'all don't want to be real. Y'all saying he's taking it to another level. He's going to pull us out. Yes, I am. I'm pulling myself out. What is it that we keep falling subject to? Hot topics tonight. What is your hot topic? I want to open up the lines now. Who's brave enough to come and start this broadcast with me tonight? Dial one. Let's engage in the conversation. Hot topics. What is yours that keeps holding you down, keeps backing you up, keeps making you say why, keeps making you question what you're doing. Your hot topic is different than mine, but let's talk about it tonight. Dial one, get involved in the conversation. And don't be scared, because I will throw you under the bus. No. Five, four, three, two, one. Well, I already knew. I didn't even have to ask her. I knew she would dial one. Because I was about to go there. Because there's no right or wrong.
Good evening. No right or wrong.
Good evening.
Good evening, beautiful family. I tell you, hot topic. First Thursday of July 2020. Glory be to God. Hot topic. Yeah, there's a lot of things hot, Pastor E, right now. Oh, my God, like
right.
You said, you started off with, we have slots to fill to share Jesus. We have it on Monday, Let's Talk Jesus. We have it on Tuesday, Man Up the Movement. And then we have this one on Women Speak Now, when sharing Jesus. So everybody, so we all can make it. They're one church. Hot topic. Pastor, a hot topic is when we're sharing something freely, as you've been given so many years, why is it we have a hard time filling these slots? That's a hot topic right now.
Oh, I didn't bring that up. Well, you know what? You know, here, I'll answer that right now. Everybody's too busy.
Too busy?
And you know what? And let me tell you something else.
Jesus.
And it's a fear, too. There's a fear out there. Some people don't know how to embrace this type of environment, and I don't know. Maybe I'm running people away or something. I don't know, but I was called. Look, I was called to this hot topic. Since we're going hot topic, anybody else want to let's get
right.
deep down and into conversation dot one. But I'm gonna stay consistent. There is a structure. There is an accountability, and there is an order here at the Now Network. And I don't think I'm overwhelming. God is, because he expects
yeah.
us to give our best in what we do. And it shouldn't be my responsibility to pay your phone bill. It shouldn't be my responsibility to make sure that you're on. It shouldn't be my responsibility, because if you know as well as anybody else, other than your free will gifts and your tithing, we do not charge to be on the Now Network.
Yes. Amen. You know what, Pastor, I'm looking at listening to you, some of the things you share with us. So a lot of us, you said that we're dealing with fear.
Yes.
A lot of us, we don't like the truth, that fear. Well, the truth is Jesus. And you said something too, a lot of us are too busy. Can we be too busy on the day that he has given us? And we're too busy. My God, you know, we're too busy. You know, but
you know what?
You
I think we should end this
like,
broadcast Ooh. Right now. I think we should end this broadcast right now.
Ooh.
Oh, my
God.
Because you know what? Because you know what?
Uh-huh.
God was just saying
yes.
to me, he said, that's you. See,
yes.
see, a lot of times you have to know that what God does in you, you may think the season is up. And you may think you have
yeah.
other things going on that you have to stop certain things. But I think I'm
yeah.
the first one. I'm the first one that he's talking to right now. I can still do more.
Ooh, ooh, my. Ooh, ooh. And you're my mentor. That means I got to do more, too. I will
you, no,
do
you,
that.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You just
more.
Preached to me. You just you just was talking about why is it so hard to get people to do it? We try because people ain't got time. And you know what? And I was like, wait a minute. Why did
he
I stop doing? Why did I stop doing pressing over the hump? I said I didn't have enough time because
right.
I was doing wake up, and then I get 2 hours and come back and do that. You know, I got to reevaluate what God wants to relaunch right now, because pressing over the hump has really been being thrown up there. Yes, this is hot topic, and this hot topic may not be your hot topic, but you can dial one and get in your hot topic. Because we can all
Amen.
Do better. Prophetess Lori, hot topics. You got one? Prophetess Lori, welcome to Hot Topics on Women Speak Now. Okay, she might have hit one. You're muted. Unmute yourself, woman of God. Minister Rosalind, welcome to Hot Topics on Women Speak Now. You got a top? You got a hot topic?
Hey, Pasty, listening to you and listening to Sis tonight, I think this one is hot enough. So I'll just stick with this topic. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Now, I think, Pasty, knowing you as the person that I know that you are, when a person makes a commitment, I know that they have to follow through. Okay, so, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me thinking that, you know, right now I'm not in a position and I really don't feel that, you know, I can commit to something and give it my all, because I have some days, Pastor E, that I feel, you know, like I got more to give, and then I have some days that I don't want to give anything. So
you trying to receive.
I'm trying to receive, and believe me, I need to do a lot of, you know, reflection, and I need to sit back and let God feed me and feed my spirit, my body, my mind, my soul, and everything. Now, you know, I'm the type of person, when I do make a commitment, I do like to stick to it, and I don't like to be, you know, half-stepping or showing up one day and then don't show up the next. And it's not out of a fear of commitment that I'm not committing right now, but give me a little bit of time, and I'm pretty certain that, you know, as soon as I feel like, you know, God is telling me that, you know, you're able and you're ready, then, hey, I'll commit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
And we receive that. We receive that.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
But Heavenly
I
Father God, we thank you in the
doing.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That your grace and your anointing is falling on Minister Rosalind right now as she's submitting herself to your will and your glory. Kill her from the top of her head to the last frame into her toe, that she is completely healed from every organ, every tendon, every ligament, every blood vessel, every component of that body that is becoming new because of you. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
That's all you got to say. You ought to run now. I receive it.
I receive it.
Amen.
Ooh, glory
Prophetess
be to God.
Prophetess Lori, did you get yourself unmuted? Okay, maybe she didn't dial one. That was an accident. We'll mute her. If you are on there, area code 951, last 403. 60, dial one to come out, dial one to come back in. So, yes, hot topics. It is a topic about this network because we've been consistent over the years, and I really, you know, for months, God has been saying, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. That's just you. You're preaching everyone. You're teaching everyone. You're doing, give somebody else a chance. And the doors are open, and where are the people walking through the doors? Prophetess Lori, welcome to Hot Topics on Women Speak Now. Do you have a hot topic? All right, your phone cheap. You need to go get an upgrade. Did I say that out loud, Mr. Jerry?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Amen. Hallelujah.
My bad. Area code 951, last 4-0-3-6-0. You're live on Hot Topics with on Women Speak Now. Welcome.
Welcome. Good evening, Pastor E, the Cenocal Major online. So just adding to what you guys are talking about commitment, I think for men and women, it's different. For men, you guys just go after things and commit whether you're going to succeed or fail. And I'm talking personally for me. We want to, as women, to make sure everything is perfect, everything is in line, and then we got to make sure that God called us and sat down next to us and told us to do something instead of just doing it and trusting him and doing it when we know we grow and mature in some that this ain't nothing but God. But sometimes I think we get in our own way because we want it to be perfect. We want it to be just right, not realizing God wants to use you right where you are, and we know when he wants to call us. And sometimes I have to tell myself when I was like, oh, I got to pray about it. You already know about it. And if you're constantly in prayer daily with God, if you're constantly having him order your footsteps, whether it's negative or whatever, when you're strong, when you're weak, then you know. And I have this saying, don't get ready, be ready. Because if we're women of God and we're walking in God, we should always be ready to do his work and his assignment. But I think sometimes the struggle is we're waiting to be perfect. Even when we go after jobs, we won't go after a job unless we really, really know we're going to get it. Instead of just saying, I'm going to go after it, and God, I'm going to trust you at it. So
right.
That I think sometimes we're looking to be perfect, and especially when we've been women who have been, you know, caretakers, leaders of our family, leaders of everything. We're waiting till it's like perfect to, you know, to get into it. And then we end up getting compassion fatigued or burnt out because we're in it in ourselves. So I tell people, all good ain't God either, you know, because you won't get burned out in an assignment if you're really doing it in God. And we need, and another hot topic I have is restore, renew, and rebuild. We're doing so much as women, especially women in ministry. When do we take time to let someone pour into us to restore instead of constantly going before God or going before a project and we just worn out and burnt out and we can't do anymore. We have physical elements, and a lot of the physical elements and emotional elements that we suffer with is because we're not taking care of our temples. We're not taking care of ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to rest, to exercise, and to eat right. And so we're looking at running, I tell people, the 50-yard dash instead of, Lord, give me the endurance to run the marathon. And so I hear what you're saying about everything I've ever done with you has been on point and excellent. So you don't come short. You're not about business. You're about business. So I respect and admire that about you, whether it's one or a thousand. You're going to give that one as if it was a thousand in the audience. So I think sometimes keep the bar there, keep your expectation, and God will bring the right person there. Don't lower your bar. Don't lower your expectation.
That's right.
I don't think
that's
you
right.
would
that's
anyway.
Right. Oh, I won't. Oh, you already know.
I think my
alone.
Hot topic would be restore, renew, and rebuild. How, as women, we stop being caretakers and codependent and putting on everybody's oxygen except ours. And when it comes time to do God's work and will, we're so tired. We have so many excuses of why we can't, or I got to pray, or I got to fast. When it's like, if you're praying and fasting regularly, you should, when something comes, you should know that, you know what, God, you answer that prayer. Or you know, if you're writing down, if you know,
y'all better watch out.
God, yeah, you hear God's voice. So, and I had to learn that. I had to mature to that. I had to stop playing games and go, oh, let me pray about it. Let me do this. When knowing, if you're praying every day, why you got to pray about something? I mean, you want to pray and be obedient, but if you're asking God to command your day, to order your footsteps, and someone comes along, it's not, you know, like I tell people, if God sent a donkey in a burning bush to talk, then, hey, he's going to send the unlikely person to say, this is your assignment. And if you're before God and you're a woman of God, you should know. You should know a sheep, a sheep in wolf's clothing. You should know that. You should have that spirit of discernment. You should already know that you can't be tricked or whatever if you're going before God every day. So I'm learning that, and to stop using God, and if I get sick, oh, the devil. No, that's me not exercising. That's me not eating right. That has nothing to do with Satan.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, y'all been engaged in this conversation. Mr. Terry, you're live. Minister Rosalind, you're still live. I want to bring in, before I bring in evangelists, I want you guys to engage in that. Come on, Minister Terry. You, the fire's lit.
Yes. Yes, it's lit. Minister Inoko, I'm telling you, I was listening to you with those three R's, restore, renewal, and rebuild. Yes, we all need our spirit restored, renewed, and rebuilt. And like you said, we know, and I was listening to this earlier too, sometimes we have to go to God. We have to ask him to shuffle our schedule, move some things around. But can they say, when we put him first, when we go to him in prayer first, he tells us everything we need to do.
there's some things on that day he may not want us to do. So that's why it's so important, that time alone with him, just so he can give us that daily assignment. What am I going to do for you today, Lord? It may not be, but somewhere in our household, in our neighborhood, in our complex, maybe over the internet virtual right now, but there's some things he wants us to do. So we have to ask him. Matthew 7:7 said, ask, seek, and not ask him. Lord, I need help with this. We have to ask him. My God, I ask him all the time. I have to go to him in prayer and ask him, shuffle some things around me. What do I need to do first? We know he is first of everything and everything else. Sometimes we may have number 8 that should be number 2. So we have to ask God to rearrange our schedule, to free up our time. And I love what my sister said. We committed. She wasn't ready for a commitment right now. We all know there's a timing for all of us and to grow in his word. We in his word, and I know in his word, I'm growing in his word. We never stop growing. And we have to build ourselves up for endurance. My God, I always tell him, Lord, just keep me. Help me. Give me that strength to just keep going. He woke me up. He gets us up in the morning so we can get his word and exercise our spiritual muscle. A lot of times we get up, start moving our body, and we forget to exercise that spiritual muscle. And our commitment, when we commit and say, like years back when I committed to the Now Network, Pastor E provoked a purpose ministry to do this Women Speak Now for Thursday. And before that, it was something else on our Wednesday. My commitment is to God. And that commitment I made to God is to my relationship with him. Because as I'm studying his word that I can share, that strengthens me. I'm growing in his word. But my commitment is to God. So if I don't feel God, Pastor, you can count on me, Dr. Hamilton, because I want to know his word. You know, I want to know more of his word. I can't share him if I don't know him. I have to get more time. That's why I said it's vital. It's like that organ in our heart, the brain. It's vital that we ask him to free up time. Lord, give me the time I need just for my relationship, because we know with any relationship, we do our best to do our best, look our best, be our best, and we put time into a relationship, and our relationship with him should be number one. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, ladies, engage in the conversation. Minister Rosalind, you have anything to say before I bring in Pastor Valores?
Yes, I'd just like to say that this is definitely a hot topic and a topic that we need to be addressing because, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people don't commit, and a person should not feel bad about not making a commitment as long as, you know, they know that God Almighty is telling them, you know, this is not your time, or this is not your, you know, maybe he has other plans for you. So I remember back in the days when I was much younger, I would commit to so many things, and before I knew it, I would be burning myself out. And
right.
I knew that my commitment was not to God. My commitment was to man, to please man, you know, and didn't want to disappoint people. But as I'm getting older, I'm 63 years old now, so now I know God has told me it's okay if you have to disappoint someone, but just long as you don't disappoint me.
The truth hurts, but it will set you free. let me share with you that, but really, let's honor the situation, because your commitment to communicate that, hey, I'm here, I support, but my commitment to say I'm here on for a day, I can take this show. Your commitment was your answer in truth. And then those of us that are in relationship together, we have to know how to take a no. I really engage no, because that no, that lets me know that you're honest and you're going to be. But people are like, well, oh, yeah, but I'll do it. I'm like, stop. You don't want to do this. And you guys know me. I'll call you out in a minute. Stop playing with me.
I know you will.
You try to make me make you do it. I'm not going to do that. But. You did a better, stronger thing, Minister Rosalind, by saying, no, I'm here. But I'm not in that season yet. I respect that more than to say, I'll do it. Oh, you need somebody in that spot? Well, first of all, you know I ain't going to let you do it if you don't have a passion for it anyway. So,
you're right.
You know, and that's a hot topic that we need to talk about, is that just not always agreeing to something. Learn how to say no. Pastor Valores, welcome. Where did she go? She hung up. All right, I was going to put her in, but let's keep it moving there. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Hot Topics on Women Speak Now. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm blessed.
You blessed?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
always, always. Don't make me do the Fred Hammond on you.
I am excellent. I am doing great. I can't be doing no better. I thank God.
Amen. Well, welcome. Engage in that conversation. Minister Inoko, you're still live. Minister Terry, Minister Rosalind, Women Speak Now. You guys be heard. Come on, Evangelist.
I just want to add to what you all were talking about earlier about being too busy for God, being too busy for Jesus. Am I right? Did I hear you right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you did.
Being too busy for Jesus. Well, this is what I want to say. Well, I don't want to say, I am going to say it. You should never, listen at this. If we are, say we call, set apart, and chosen by God to do a work for him, to teach and preach his word, don't sugarcoat it. Don't give me no watered down sermon. And you should always, a woman should always have a topic, a sermon, or something in her purse. And you men ought to always have something in your back pocket and always be ready for to do a work for God. We should never, ever tell anybody we're too busy for to do a work for Jesus. Because we need to look at what Jesus did. Look what he did for us. God sent Jesus into this world to die for us. Sacrificed his life for ours. Went to the cross. He died. That's how much he loved us so much. He loved us. And we ought to not mind doing nothing for Christ. We need to walk like him. We need to talk like him. We need to love like him. We need to pray like him. Say what he said. Do what he did. Just go ahead on and stop saying I'm too busy. Let me tell you about myself. I'm gonna speak about me right now. Virginia, Evangelist, whatever you want to call me. I am always ready, man of God. I'm talking to everybody listening in here tonight. I am always ready. I went to a church one night to something that they had, and the pastor's wife kept looking around and about in the choir. They wanted somebody to close out in prayer. And she kept looking. And the Holy Ghost said, she's going to call you. And when she walked out, she looked, she said, come here. She said, you're a beautiful sister. And the Lord said, come here and close us out in prayer. I didn't say no. I was ready. And I closed us out in prayer. And they say, oh, we didn't know. Oh, that was on the inside of you. But it's not me. It's not even about me. It's about God. You know why? Because I've been set apart and I've been chosen by God. God gave me John the 15th chapter, verse 16. He told me, Virginia, he woke me up one night in a vision and said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and ordained you. I anointed you to go forth and bear fruit. I've been called by God. I don't care who called me. Say they want me to pray, they want me to preach, they want me to do a funeral. I am ready. I'm not too busy for to do nothing for my God. I'm never too busy.
Hallelujah.
I am never too busy. I would not be too busy to do nothing for Christ. I have committed
Hallelujah.
My life to him. I have committed my life to him. I'm sold out to Jesus. I surrender all to him.
Yes, sir.
I am sold out. I hope y'all hear me tonight. I'm sold out.
We hear you, sister. Yes.
I'm committed to him.
We hear you.
Because I love him. Yeah. I don't care what night or what day somebody called me. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
If I do numbers on the 23rd Psalm and use one verse.
Yes, sir.
I preach it.
Amen.
Because I've been set apart and I've been chosen. I've been set apart and chosen by God. Some of us don't wait to get called. Some of us don't wait to be chosen. We just wait.
Praise
That's
God.
Why we're too busy.
Yes,
That's
sir.
Why we're too busy. We don't wait to be called and chosen. That's why
yes,
he said, men are called, but a few are chosen.
Right. But you know,
Jesus.
He doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies those he calls.
He qualifies.
So we have to know that. Yeah, he doesn't call the qualified.
Yes.
He doesn't call you to have a title behind you, but he will qualify you just being obedient to him.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
To him and his voice. Be obedient to him and his voice. My God, you know, and when God says it's time, when it's your season, he will let you know. He will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to let you know it's your season to share Jesus. I mean, my God, you know, this is what I thank God. I thank God for Pastor E and you guys, the Now Network, all the ministers on, the pastors, the evangelists, the listeners. Because the word of God just it gives confirmation with you guys as family, as Jesus said. We are
it's
all
one more thing.
When we are doing the will of God.
Yes.
But it
Can
gives
I
confirmation
say
that, yes, glory
Can
to God.
Can I say this? Let me say this with you.
Yes,
Some of us, we say we called. We've been called by God. We've been chosen.
Yes.
But guess what?
Yes, sir.
If we're not in control, if we're not in control and in the forefront, dominating, manipulating,
you better talk.
He don't want to do it at all.
Operating in love.
You better say that. Operating in love.
And you don't have to say me every day. Every time
that's
I meet
connecting
you.
Connecting factor, operating in love.
Yeah, because every
the
time you meet
God.
Me, you telling me you love me? No, you don't have to keep telling
sir.
Me you love me. Put it in action.
You already know.
Love is an action word. Love is a verb. Put it in
action. Sir.
I don't need you to say I love you, Virginia. I love you, Evangeline. No, I'm going to know whether you love me or not. This
My
whole
God.
Thing is about love.
Preach.
Look at Galatians 5:22. What did it say?
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, meekness. Love.
Hallelujah.
See?
Ooh, yes. Minister Inoko and Minister Roslyn and any other ministers on board, can we touch and agree on that?
Oh my God. That's just the Holy Spirit and the anointing that I'm like, rain upon me, God. Rain that Spirit upon me in my assignment. Exactly. But that's what I'm talking about. Not being ready, but always ready. It's like, ooh, I can just run around the church and just like she said, an action word. Action speaks louder than words. That is so true in love. And be and always be ready.
Be ready.
Yes. I heard
be ready. Not get ready, but be ready.
Be ready.
Because it reminds me of the 10 virgins with the oil when she was talking. It just took me back to that scripture. How many of us are going to be begging and asking people for oil? And like Pastor E said, I shouldn't have to pay your phone bill and do all these things. And all I keep thinking about is having my oil. And what does that actually mean? And when she was ministering just now, it's like, oh, my God, is my oil, is my lamp ready? Or am I going to be walking around asking people, can I get a little oil from me? Can I get a little oil? So thank you.
Pastor E, bring me some oil. You got some oil over there, Pastor E.
Anointed. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
For you.
Amen. Come on, you guys.
We still have.
We love you.
Yes, Lord.
We still got time. If you're out there, engaged in this conversation. This is Women Speak Now, Hot Topic. And I'm looking to release this broadcast. I think God already has answered to me who should be doing the first Thursday every month. We're going to confirm that. But I want to disengage and let you guys really talk and really get the fire going, because we need to hear from each other more. This is a avenue for us. If you're inviting someone to be a part of this network, please let them know this is just an avenue that we can talk. We're not looking. We're not going to let you preach at us. We're not going to let you talk down to us. We're not going to let you treat us bad. But if you can uplift, if you can motivate, and if you can encourage, come on in. Let's do it. Come in the playground. We're going to start calling the Now Network the playground. Come on in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, this has been awesome tonight. I want to give you guys an opportunity to take a couple of minutes. We got 14 minutes left in this broadcast, and I want to take this time to give you ladies the opportunity to shout, to say, to put out there what would be next. What are we going to talk about next Thursday? But let's bring in area code 470, last 40433. Welcome to Hot Topics on Women Speak Now. You got a hot topic.
Hey, and praise the Lord, everybody. Praise Him.
Now you got to put a little bit, little softer tone in the voice, bro. It's Women Speak Now.
I know that, but I just wanted to say praise.
You can't
the
have
Lord,
that
everybody.
Barry White on him, bro. Hey, look, you can't have that Barry White on him, bro.
Get easy.
Amen. God bless everybody. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I was listening in. I'm just happy about what God is doing. And I'm happy about what God is doing through each and every one of the believers that are on here tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, each and every one of you, you're so close to a brand new miracle. I didn't say a new. I'm saying a brand new miracle.
Brand new.
Brand new miracle. All you got to do is continue to keep looking towards the hill for which comes your help. Your help is coming from the Lord. And anything you women put your mind to, believe me, you, God hears your prayers. He hears your prayers. And He's going to be very attentive to each and every one of y'all this season. It's not over with. I don't care what pandemic we're going through. I don't care whatever situation is going through in this earth. God is still in the blessing business. And if you can believe that God can bring you out, believe me, you, He can bring you out even in the midst of a pandemic situation.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He
Amen.
Can bring you out. All
you know what?
Y'all women don't even know how close to God hard y'all are. Y'all don't even know how close to God hard y'all are. Amen. Y'all women are so precious to God. He made you not out of dust like He did the man, but He formed you from a rib and fashioned you. Oh, my God, y'all don't even understand the things that God does for each and every one of you.
Hey!
Amen. It ain't about the money you're making on a job. It ain't about the car you're driving. It's about how solidified you are in the Word of God. Okay, I just want to come by and encourage y'all women. Hey, keep up the good work. Amen. Just because you don't hear me don't mean I ain't here with you. Praise
God.
Amen.
Tell them
Thank
now.
You and love you, Prophet Wood.
Praise
God.
Love
bless.
You too. I got to get this on
Thank
the line.
You.
I got to tell this on the line. Pastor E prophesied to me a month ago. And I just want to tell him on the Now Network that what he prophesied, I'll be walking in on it on Sunday. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Shabbat.
He prophesied
Hallelujah.
To me that I was getting ready to go back to UPS, and UPS called me, and I'll be going back to work on Sunday with UPS. And
Hallelujah.
God
Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And God good.
Yeah, all the time. Yes, sir.
All the time. Yes, he is.
All the time.
And,
so
and not only UPS, but the young man is going to be at home with his family. He's going to be there locally.
I'm home.
When he starts traveling, it's going to be to just local areas and stuff like that. He is going to be able to have more family time and more ministry time. We are grateful for what God is doing.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
And one more thing, Pastor E. Tomorrow, if the Lord say the same, it will be 27 years for me and my wife on tomorrow.
Hey! Woo, celebrate.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Happy anniversary.
God has joined together.
Amen.
Yes.
27 years. I want to tell you something. What 7 and 2 is 9. Biblically, the 9 represents the finality of something. The finality, meaning that whatever was started is finalized now. Amen.
Ooh,
Jesus. The things that you've gone through has been finalized. You're going through what you've been
Hallelujah.
Going through. It is over with.
Finalized.
Glory be to God.
Woo.
Finalized.
Wow.
It is finalized.
Prophesized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
And so we went through our ups and we went through our downs, but now it has been finalized. The things that we've gone
finalized.
Through, we won't see
yeah.
those things any longer. Amen. Remember what Moses told the children of Israel. He said, look back towards your enemy, because those that you see now, you won't see them no more.
Oh,
good
God.
Glory. The problem is, you won't see them no more. Amen. Because it has been finalized. Oh, glory. Y'all let me get up off of here. I know this ain't the prophet's closet. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I can't wait to get back on the prophet's closet. I'm telling you, I got some.
Yes.
I've been with God.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know where you've been. And we're so glad that he's strengthening you and healing you. And I'm just so excited for this next season.
Man, I'm so sorry. I'm so excited. I'm going back on mute, man. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Bless you, bro. Bless you.
Bless y'all. Bless y'all women.
Y'all better receive the word from the Lord.
I want to give you guys each
an opportunity, 2 minutes apiece. I'm going to start with Minister Enoko, Evangelist Virginia, Minister Rosalind, and then Minister Terry will close us out in prayer. Well, with her 2 minutes, and then close us in prayer.
What was the question?
No, just give you an opportunity to give your last remarks as we get ready to end the show. Minister Enoko first, then Evangelist Virginia, then Minister Rosalind, and then Minister Terry going to take her two and then pray us out. And you don't have to talk for 2 minutes. Just say, thank you, guys. God bless you. Let's talk about this next first Thursday. Minister Enoko.
It was amazing and powerful. Like you said, the hot topic, just everything that's been said has just been a blessing, and putting it to action. Also with the minister who just got off the call about women and us really understanding our roles was powerful. And I know one thing I got to learn is that God, that the man has a vision, but we give birth to things. And that everything in the Bible, it talks about the woman bringing forth being the one that had the spirit of discernment. So this has been a wake-up call for me. And then when he talked about women and knowing our power and our season during this pandemic, a friend of mine who has been obedient, just all the things she's gone through, and she's just stayed faithful to God. Today she got a promotion in a company.
Hey.
She's dealing with stuff, Julie Thomas. And I just was so excited and happy for her because of her journey and her obedience, and to get promoted as an African-American woman in an industry, and not because of what's going on. And she did a couple of things that were challenging for her that stretched her, and she went on and out of obedience to God and did it. And so when he was talking about today, I mean just now, about the pandemic and women knowing their power, I was so excited for her. And it was really quick that God turned it around because of her quick obedience and her patience, that she's in a position now to bring in other women of color, other not just women, but people of color, and then also to make groundbreaking things in science. So she's in a management position. So I'm seeing God work
awesome.
For us who are being obedient and uncomfortable to get comfortable. So, like I said, she's had to do some hard things that made her uncomfortable, but she trusted God and did it. So I would just encourage us to continue to be uncomfortable to get comfortable, but in God.
Bless you.
And keep
Bless
him
you.
First.
Bless
so
you.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Bless you. We will be back this Saturday with Real Talk with Pastor E. I'm waiting on the subject line from Minister Terry, Minister Enoko and Minister Carolyn, but we will be back on Saturday. God bless you, woman of God. I want to talk to you. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Yes, man of God.
Do you have any closing remarks?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I thank God for you, and I thank God for all the ladies who is on the line tonight. And I'm listening to them talk. I received so much from them, and I could really feel the love from them. And this is what we need. We need love. We need love among ourselves. We need so much love among ourselves. And I just can't say it all because it's so much that I've been listening to, I've been hearing, and I've been praying about a lot of things. I've been going to God about some things. And I said, Lord, I said, we need love. And what we are missing is the love that God has. We got to have the God
Jesus.
Of love, man of God.
Yes.
We got to have
how God loves us, don't you?
Yes.
You should start writing that book. You can take the format I gave you and write that book. I gave you seven chapters already. You ain't wrote that book already?
I started on a book, but it wasn't my thing. It was something else that God had laid on my heart several years ago, and I started writing it. I'm going to start because I got so much.
Amen. We know. We're looking forward to the last Monday bringing Evangelist Virginia Valentine back to the network. She's going to be doing Let's Talk Jesus, but it will be talking Jesus through love, how God loved us. She has some awesome teaching. She took some stuff I had and just expounded and grew it. I'm just so proud and so gracious that we're connected. Amen. Love you, woman of God. Minister Rosalind.
Amen. Love you too, man.
Yes, good evening again. Well, I'm just so blessed. Today I was blessed to hear Evangeline Valentine. I saw you on Facebook, Evangeline, and that was an awesome word you spoke on comfort, because, hey, all we need is comfort from the man up above, because he's the only one that can really comfort us the way we need to be comforted.
That's right.
And I was blessed to hear you. And then I get on tonight and I hear awesome words from Minister Inoko, my minister, Terry, my beautiful sister, Pastor E, and then the brother that shared all
Prophet
that
Dwayne.
Great. Prophet is Dwayne. Thank you so much, brother. We do receive. I receive your words, and I'm so blessed that I was able to be on this call tonight to receive them. And all the words that were spoken here tonight, I received them, and I'm just so blessed. Pastor E, you're a blessing for always making sure that you put things together so that we can come together. So I'm just grateful and thankful, and I know that God will continue to lead us and guide us to do his will. And I'll leave with one of my scriptures, Matthew 19:26, I believe it is. Through God, all things are possible. And I know tonight, you know, as long as we believe in him and we follow his lead, all things will be possible. And that's all I can hear.
The only word I can hear. Shifting. Minister Terry.
Yes, the atmosphere.
Amen. Excuse me, family. I had to take myself off mute. I want to thank God for all of you guys tonight. My beautiful family. I say family. Beautiful family. All the ministers, Pastor E, Prophet Dwayne, and all the listeners. You know, I just feel elated. I'm amongst believers that believe in Jesus. So I love what Minister Inoko, what you said, though, that those three R's have stuck to me. Restore, renew, and rebuild. Those are the three R's we need to get up every day to restore our spirit, renew our spirit, and rebuild our spirit to do his work so we can operate in love.
Yes.
Let's love one to another, you know, and that's not saying we love you like Evangelist says, it's an action word, showing love. We may not like everything, and women, we're picky creatures, but we're going to love you. We're going to love you, my God. I just thank God for you guys. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus,
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for this platform that you have allowed Dr. Hamilton, for us women, that we can speak
thank
now
you, Lord,
and
Jesus.
Be heard, that we can share topics, hot topics, that we can share our issues, intimate issues that we have within us, and that we can still love one another, and
yes,
we can
Jesus.
Respect one another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for the prophet coming on tonight, for him sharing the 7-2 finality, number 9 finality. As he was speaking them words, Lord, I was saying, in the name of Jesus, we cancel out debt. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cancel out sickness. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Father, we cancel out stress. In the name of Jesus, through these times we're going through, Father. And as evangelists shared today the word, Father, we call on the Holy Spirit, the comforter you left us. That's not busy, never too busy. In Jesus' name, Father, I petition my prayers to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm. Bless you, family. God. We love you guys.
God
come
bless.
On,
love you all,
air.
Too, family.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second. And put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey.
See, the devil is alive.
Hey.
No, I'm not gonna die.
Hey.
It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. You gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit,
cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother,
and she said, pray about
I talked to my pastor,
and she said, pray about
but
it.
I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not going to die. It's okay to cry, because he's by your side. You got to stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Got to fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, I was in my own way,
but I'm here to tell you without a trace of a major failure.
So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it.
Hey,
just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come here.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes, he is. He's trying to get your attention right now. You got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Listen.
God's trying to tell you something. I can hear it.
God's trying.
you did.